is really exciting. So for those who don't know, my name is Melissa Rivera. And when I was first asked to speak, I was told that I could focus just on Mary. And I was really excited about this because I can relate to Mary on many different levels. I am a woman. She is a woman. But we both had a child at a young age. And we both come from cultures that believe that you don't have much value until you are married to a good man. So we both married good men at a young age. But as I continued to think about the story of Jesus being born to a young woman, I couldn't ignore Joseph and his extremely important role in this world-changing event. I could easily dismiss Joseph as just a good stepfather, and I could easily dismiss Mary as just a young virgin, and I could dismiss this whole cute story and just focus on Jesus. I started to feel like I could relate to Joseph, and I could feel like I could understand him. But what I found in this all-too-well-known, very popular story was new for me and refreshing and instructive and very revealing about how God works to build the kingdom. Hey, Will, can you hit me up? So this is the scripture describing the event when the angel Gabriel went to visit Mary and tell her some very important news. And this is what I received from it. So Mary received a sudden and very unexpected announcement from the angel Gabriel that she has been favored and chosen by God to bring a Savior into the world by having the Savior be a child in her womb, meaning that he would be completely connected to her and dependent upon her to live. Mary must have felt innumerable emotions. She had to have been scared and confused, overwhelmed. She must have felt feelings that there are no words to describe. She understood that this was an incredible honor, but it would also be incredibly difficult. Another reason why this is really a big deal, and another reason why this is a really big deal is because God humbled himself and chose to come through a person. But not just any person, one who represents an oppressed people group in every race, ethnicity, class, religion, or status, and that's a woman. God could have chosen to come any other way, but he chose to be human right alongside of us. In order for this to happen, Mary had to say yes. One of the greatest lies that we believe every day is that we don't have anything to offer. Another lie is that what we have to offer is not enough. But Mary said yes, and this is what I imagine Mary saying yes to. Yes, I am willing to serve my God. Yes, my body was created to do good things. Yes, I am able to nurture this child, labor and birth this child into the world. Yes, I am loved by God. Yes, I am of value. Yes, I can help build the kingdom of God and resist the current empire. Yes, I have dignity. Yes, I believe. Yes, I have faith. Mary must have felt deeply known by her Creator in this moment. God saw her for who she was. I believe that we are all called to be like Mary, whether you are a man or a woman. You have the capacity to be home for Jesus. Home is in us. We are all called to acknowledge our capability to create, to nurture this creation within us, and birth out light into this dark world. Some of the ways that we do this here are through our compassion teams, meeting in each other's homes once a week, sharing our money, our food, our resources. What may seem ordinary is actually quite extraordinary. What seemed like what some may call Mary's duty as a woman was extraordinary. God decided to highlight our humanity by highlighting Mary's humanity. She became deeply human by accepting that she was capable of great things, that she was capable of carrying out this great mission. We are deeply known by God, and God sees us. I'm using the words deeply known to describe what I would call like a spiritual milestone in someone's life. I think that becoming deeply human is to know that you are of value. It's understanding a humbling truth that you will die one day and realizing that you have been created for a purpose. And I think this is what happened to Mary in that moment. So now I'm going to speak about Joseph. I apologize, I don't have a scripture on the PowerPoint for this part, but I'll read it to you. So his story is in Matthew 1:18-24. This is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All of this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until he gave birth to a son and gave him the name Jesus. So in the Bible, Joseph, he recognizes that he didn't sign up to marry a woman who was having a baby that wasn't his. And so I really admired him because he must have felt angry and betrayed. But he didn't want to shame her, so he wanted to divorce her in private. But then the angel came and told him, "Do not be afraid. Do not turn away from her." He was told to marry and protect her. He also journeyed with her to Bethlehem, and he saw a place for rest and raised Jesus as his own. I also believe that we are called to be like Joseph, whether you are a man or a woman. We are called to recognize when someone needs a partner to journey with them, to be brave with them, to help them find rest, to value and nurture the potential that they carry inside, to be there when they birth this creation, to protect them and keep their dignity intact, to value and honor their spiritual life as if it were your own. Mary and Joseph needed to partner together in order for Jesus to come and be born. What a great example of how we as a church can be witnesses to Christ coming alive within us, as well as witnesses to individuals coming to their fullness in their own unique way. It is clear to me that the story of Mary and Joseph is a great example of how to grow and nurture the kingdom of God in a very relational way and a very human way. So to summarize, these are the points that I'm trying to make. We need each other for Jesus to be born in us. We need to accept that we need to accept the greatness in ourselves like Mary. We need to affirm and protect each other the way Joseph did. We journey together on different sides of the path towards the same goal, like on their journey towards Bethlehem. We need to labor and birth alongside of each other. Then the life that we have brought into this world becomes a light in the darkness. The world will never be the same, and we will never be the same because Christ is born. I would like to end with the Magnificat. Magnificat is Mary's song that she sings out in exaltation when she visits Elizabeth in her 6th month and goes and says, "Wow, look what God has asked me to do." As I was reading it to myself in preparation, I realized that it would probably be a good idea for me to ask you if you could listen to it from your own perspective. Listen to it like it's your song of exaltation, accepting that God is within you, that God is the source of all life, and that you are connected simply by being children of God. Did you put it up there, Will? Thank you. It might be a little different. I apologize. Sorry. Oh, thank you. My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, just as he promised our ancestors. Amen. So, we have a few minutes for talkback time. Would anyone like to respond?